We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
93.7 The Fan time is 2:46. Get to Planet Fitness by December 14th to enroll in their Black Card membership for $21.99 per month with no enrollment fee. We are discussing Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger's side of the story. They blame the gray area, the confusion, the complications of Ben getting back in the game on the Oakland Coliseum X-ray machine.
If this sounds like an episode of like or a post you would read out of The Onion, it's because it's that farcical.
So we're getting your thoughts on this excuse. Do you believe their story? Does it make you feel better or worse about what happened in Oakland at 412-928-9370? That's 412-928-9370. That's the Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Here is Roger on the Fan. Hi, Roger. Hey.
I want to talk about his not using the timeouts when they have the ball, like, what, on the 7-yard line, with a minute and a half to go or a minute, whatever it was, and the time, the clock was irrelevant at that point. And to think that they're going to hold them is just stupid. And
so you don't think the X-ray machine thing, you don't think the X-ray machine thing's a big deal?
It's a big deal. It's covering tracks. And I agree, if he would have just said, listen, we, you know, wanted to be safe with Ben. We didn't want to hurt him.
If he wanted to be safe with Ben, they should have never put him back in the game. So if we're to believe their story, they didn't know if Ben had broken ribs, which if you have broken ribs and you suffer a hit, it can have life-altering effects on you.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know, but they put him in the game anyways.
That would be
that's what we're supposed
negligent.
To believe.
He would be so. No, here's the thing: he was then cleared by the doctor. So
how could the doctor clear him without looking at the X-ray?
Apparently, he looked at the X-ray enough. So apparently, he cleared him enough. Because then it's completely on the team doctor. If he clears a guy, the guy goes back in and something horrific happens to him because he takes a hit and it turns out the doctor misdiagnosed him or misinterpreted whatever
his
findings
were. But the doctor, according to their story, didn't have the information to put in a diagnosis. We've got a doctor on the line. What's your name, sir?
Bill Pollard.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm not taking sides one way or the other, but I don't think that they're all smart enough to come up with that story without it being true. You can have old X-ray equipment. They probably have a portable machine. They probably don't have a state-of-the-art machine.
In a facility that houses an NFL team and a Major League Baseball team, you don't think they have equipment good enough to read X-rays?
I hope they do, but we don't know that. We need to find out what type of X-ray equipment there was.
Okay, so if you're telling me in your medical experience and with your background, if you can't read an X-ray, how do you
clear a person?
How do you clear somebody to go back into a violent sport?
I agree with you, Dr. Bradley. Though is a good doctor. To diagnose rib fractures sometimes can be very difficult.
Let me ask you this, though. He's a good doctor, but wouldn't he be opening himself up to all sorts of issues if he clears Ben Roethlisberger when he should not have actually cleared him without all of the information? That seems like a lack of thoroughness on his part.
I think to the best of his ability, he did what he thought was correct. You and I aren't there. We can't judge, just like we can't judge what the X-ray equipment is. I just find it somewhat...
No, I think it's fair for us to be skeptical, and if you don't agree with that, well, then that's fair. That's fine. You can have your own opinion.
I'll be at this point, honestly, I would like the Raiders to come out and make a definitive statement or proclamation on this because I think the story's garbage.
So do I. Do you think Ben's delay getting back into the game was one of the reasons why they lost?
Yes.
If that's true, and I agree with you, this is something that could be preventable in the future.
Correct.
And so if the X-ray machine is dated and obsolete, then as soon as the game ended, whether they wanted to use a press conference to make this point, somebody from the Steelers has to let the league know, we can't, I know they're leaving there soon, but you need to get on this ASAP.
Don't want
somebody
else. Because
we just lost a game because of an X-ray machine.
Don't want somebody else coming in there to get screwed, or we wouldn't want the Raiders to get screwed by their own X-ray machine. Or the Oakland Athletics. Lord knows. We don't want the Athletics in trouble. They were a division contender last year.
Yeah, the Pirates are trying to emulate the A's this year. You go by what Mr. Coonley said. Here's Paul. He's on the fan. Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to talk about, of course, the X-ray machine, X-ray gate. Maybe we can hashtag that.
Yes.
But, yeah, I definitely do not believe what they told us. For them to not have a machine of high caliber for the NFL is ludicrous.
Don't forget about Major League Baseball, which is another $10 billion industry.
Exactly. And the my wife being a lawyer, that's just, we were talking about it, that's just a lawsuit waiting to happen had he gone back in the game and something went wrong with him. Also, with Tomlin's press conference today, he sort of...
All right, we lost you there.
Gone.
But I was thinking about when stadiums have things that are not up to the league standard.
How
Reggie
quickly?
Bush slipped and fell in St. Louis, mm-hmm. injured his knee, and sued the Rams and the Edward Jones Dome for like $200 million and won. And that's like the area between the turf and the stands that he slipped on.
When the NFL feels that, let me put it this way, no owner in the league is shy about trying to use public money to get improvements made to the stadium. The Rooney family decided we need more jumbotrons and seats so we can try to perpetuate the farce that is this idea of us hosting a Super Bowl here. Well, they improve their stadium. Any place where an owner thinks there's anything deficient, even if they're moving out of the building, I think they try to improve it.
So don't you think that's an easy one, too? Hey, Roger, we got a team that plays in an ancient stadium. Their X-ray machine doesn't work.
It's not a good one. The new one costs... and I'm spitballing here, so please, doctors and medical experts. A new one costs $250,000 or $500,000. Roger Goodell snaps his fingers, and $500,000 X-ray machine basically appears.
He blows his nose into $10 million.
He wipes his posterior with that kind of money. And it just, it's such a, you again, I got to give you credit.
It's another BS excuse from a once proud organization.
Tomlin has made these excuses in press conferences when he feels that something completely out of his control that should not be substandard.
And I think he does it because he's an emotional guy. And in the heat of the moment, he says it. Yes.
He can't hide it. Ben can't hide it. I would have thought that if this was legit, we would have heard it Sunday night. Not after they had time to all get together in like a darkened conference room and suss out the best way to deflect blame.
We're going to continue to get your thoughts on this. You're going to hear Roethlisberger's side of the story coming up next. We want to hear yours. If you thought blaming the refs after the Chargers game was lame, if you thought blaming Marquise Pouncey for blocking a defensive tackle into an interception was lame, wait until you hear what the Steelers are blaming the Ben Roethlisberger confusion on for Sunday's loss in Oakland. This is a new low, in my opinion. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.